We're going to call the land bank meeting for November to order. Approval of minutes.
I'll move.
Second.
Any changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Treasurer's report. Mitch.
I sent the report around. Any questions?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, Mike. Yeah, no, no worries.
There's a switch. You slide to the right, and then you push the button. There you go.
I sent around the treasurer's report. Balances as of I think the end of the last month, 469,555. And any questions, let me know.
So I didn't get it until I looked at it this morning because I was preoccupied yesterday, but I didn't see anything. So nothing's really changed.
No.
We still have money, and that's a good thing. Okay. Anybody have any questions on treasurer's report? If not, let's move on to project updates. The change order for State Route 54.
Yeah, so back in October 15th, I sent out an email to the board. There were actually...
Is your microphone on?
Yeah.
Nope.
Can you hear him, Ray?
No, not really. A little bit, but not very good.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No.
So on October 15th, I sent out an email concerning the three change orders that we encountered at the Bath property. Two of them, Tammy was able to approve as the treasurer, and the third one being the kitchen cabinets. I sent out quite a bit of detail, and we were able to all agree over email to approve, and just kind of want to backfill the minutes on the approval for that.
Any questions? I think it was unanimous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And where does that property stand?
I was planning on having that buttoned up with everything except for the garage door next week. So the garage door is on order. He's hoping to have that in the first week in December. That's supposed to arrive, but everything else is going to be done.
So do you need a formal motion at the meeting for that, Amanda?
Yes.
I'll make it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Motion carried. And then what happens after that garage door is done?
Then we close it. List it for sale.
Yeah.
Do we
close it? There we go. So what we can do once the rest of the house is complete, minus the garage doors, we can go ahead and get an appraisal. That way, when the December meeting comes around, we can have some sort of guideline for listing it. And then we'll contact Maggie and have her officially put it on the market.
Perfect. Any questions about that property? If not, well, let's move on to Addison, Front Street.
So I was contacted yesterday by the Jeff Squire's office. The paperwork on that is ready to sign. So the closing on that will be completed by early next week. So that one's done. The neighbor ended up purchasing that one. The next one
And what was the purchase price?
$6,000,
which was the list price.
I think that was a good example on why we needed to list it at market, even if we had a neighbor that wanted us to give it to them.
Yeah,
agreed.
Is that the same neighbor that's buying it, or is it another neighbor?
No, I think the Legion behind it wanted us to donate it to them.
Yes.
That neighbor.
But the neighbor next door on Front Street bought it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. The next one, 44 Upper Farnham, I haven't heard of any real interest on this one since it's been listed. So I will reach out to Maggie to see if we can, put a little push on, or maybe I can contact some neighbors or try to get rid of this one here.
What do you think, Ray?
Well, the one neighbor there at 12 Cooper Avenue, Jim Gotchel, he showed some interest in it. So He may be a candidate that lives at 12 Cooper Avenue. Jim Gotchel. I can ask him.
Yeah, I can also reach out to him if whatever's easiest.
Okay. Give him the same deal we gave 115 front, 6,000.
I think this one we listed for more because it's a bigger lot.
What was it?
Yeah, I believe this one was 12,000.
I don't remember.
I think it was.
So possibly 12. You're going to reach out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he may not go for that. So.
But if he wants to tender an offer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it's been quiet so far.
How long has it been out?
45 days.
Yeah, so not a long time.
Nope.
Yeah, let's see if he'll make an offer at least. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have no other real properties.
I have another proposal for 29 Tuscarora Street. I think Chris was checking on that too. I think it's going to come up on the tax roll, the next tax roll, 29 Tuscarora, or 25.
Yeah, I've been compiling quite a list of
good
properties in Riverside.
Terrible shape, right on the main 417. It's really bad.
On 417?
Yeah, it's right across from the Dollar General.
So we're compiling a list, and then should we be prioritizing that list before we have our sale so that we're ready? Or
so the moratorium, the best case scenario, want to be lifted till mid-January, which would then in turn, I believe we would start our process, which is probably 60 to 90 days out from that. So we're probably looking into end of March, April, best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah, and the thought was maybe just to put it through the regular process, the whole group through the May, get back in the same schedule. So that's kind of the time frame, spring.
Thank you.
We don't get penalized at all, right? Because we've already met all our requirements.
Yep.
I think this would be a great candidate for rehab, not tear down, but rehab.
In Tuscarora.
25.
Is that on the main drag?
Yes, right on 417 across from Dollar General. Really nice place.
Which used to be the Big M.
Yeah, it's got a domed, one room upstairs is domed, rounded. It's really sharp, but it's just... last people that owned it just did nothing, and it's got trees and brush growing up around it. I didn't peek inside, but I know somebody that did, the police did, and he's pretty sure it could be rehabbed.
We'll add that to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mr. Donnelly could give us an opinion on whether they had cats or not. That was always a...
He was an expert on that.
Yes.
All right, moving on to habitat update.
The only update I have from habitat is that
there's a little switch you got to turn to the right. It's up in the left corner. There you go. Now turn it on.
There you go.
We had a call with them last week. She still hasn't gotten the AHC award or the FHLB award.
Can't hear.
Can't hear.
Pull it right closer to you.
They haven't gotten either one of those funds allocated yet. So she said the AHC funds are pretty much a guarantee, but they don't have it yet. And the FHLB, she doesn't have any idea if they said they're announcing that fall, but she hasn't gotten
it. Still can't hear.
No, oh, he still can't hear you. Good.
It's on. You just got to talk louder.
All right, here we go.
It's not working.
Doesn't sound like
use this one.
Mine wouldn't shut off, so. Imagine that.
So, yeah, there we go. Now you can hear me now?
Stereo.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so Habitat did not get, or they don't have a confirmation on the AHC funding or the FHLB funding, both of which were supposed to be allocated for the Route 54 house. So I don't know how we want to proceed with that, whether we list it on the open market and see what we can get first. And if we can do that, great, sell it for more, as opposed to waiting and see how long it's going to take them for them to get their funding and then allocate it. She also said that if we sell it to an income eligible buyer, they could put the money back in after the sale, back into the land bank. So I don't know how we want to proceed with that.
She feels comfortable about one, but not the other.
Well, I think she feels comfortable about both. She just hasn't heard anything on the FHLB at all. So
I don't know if we can get a tally of everything that we've put into this house between the rehab and the acquisition. I know we're at least at like 170. The size home, is it 2 or 3 bedroom?
3 bedroom, bath and a half.
It's not going to be affordable at 180, you know, for somebody at 80% AMI. So if we don't get the funds through Habitat, we're looking at losing $60,000 to $70,000 on this home. So that's a decision, you know, like I said, if Mitch, maybe we can get a full tally of everything we've put into it, so we can go to Maggie after we've done an appraisal. It just might not make sense to wait another 3 or 4 months to hear from Habitat mm-hmm. to sit on the house with holding costs going into the winter season.
What does the rest of the committee think?
I hate to see us lose 60 or 70,000, that's for sure.
Right. Thank you. It's definitely too much. I would agree. Scott, you got something?
We know we're underwater on it, yeah. And we're going to be in order to dispose of or get rid of it.
Yeah, but can we do anything to make it less than that underwater?
The problem is you're dealing with potential buyers who have to meet certain financial requirements.
Yeah.
So right. A $170,000 property is pretty much out of their reach based on their income levels and size of the, unless they have 15 kids, maybe they would qualify.
Yeah.
Whereas if we don't have an income qualified buyer, we can just list it unrestricted on the market. So we would be more likely to at least break even without knowing the certainty of the other grant funding. The AHC they get every year, she's already stated the FHLB is a new program that they've applied for. So they feel confident, but there is no guarantee what they'll do with those funds. They were supposed to be out in the beginning of the fall and they still have not heard.
If we go the other route, what happens with the Habitat? They'll just find another house, right?
I mean, that's what would have to happen. Yeah. I mean, we want to still work with them. We don't want to put them in a bad position either. It's up to the board though, what risk you guys want to take, whether you hold off and wait to hear what happens. We don't know when or what the requirements will be, if there's going to be any other work that needs to be put into the home based on their grant requirements.
Any suggestions?
Can you try to do a listed sale to a, I don't know what they're called, people that don't qualify, you know, that don't have to qualify for the income restrictions?
Yeah, unrestricted.
And if it doesn't happen, it could always revert back to Habitat.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to have a price until December anyway. So we have another 4 weeks before a decision would need to be made. So it gives them some time to see if those grants come through. But it is something just to kind of weigh and keep in mind for the next meeting.
So that would be our plan B. If it doesn't happen between now and the next meeting.
If they don't get their
funding. then we could possibly put it on unrestricted.
Yes. And then if, say, it doesn't sell and those funds come through, we can always pivot
revert it back to them,
having a Habitat client purchase the home. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to have a motion for that? No. Okay. Sounds good to me. Anybody have any comments on that? I think that's probably the best thing we can do. Yeah. Okay. The budget for 2022.
I emailed this out on Monday. So this is per our policies and procedures to have this adopted, as well as a Paris reporting that Mitch and I complete in the first part of the year. It's pretty bland, not a ton of information on the Paris portion of this, but you know, we try to put together somewhat of a detailed budget versus the actuals in previous years. So if anybody has any questions, let me know.
Well, a lot can change next year if we actually are, you know, if we have the ability to obtain some of these properties. So it'll fluctuate.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think for the purposes of Paris reporting and everything, I think it's, you know, a fine estimate. So I'll make a motion if you need it.
Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Aye. Budget's ready.
Thank you.
Anybody have anything else before we adjourn? Nope. All righty, I'll take a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody Aye. Opposed? Aye. We are adjourned. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.